Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Little Miss Recap, the podcast where we bring you your favorite sugary sweet show ever.
Yay, finally.
Guys, I am so excited to be... Steph, how did you feel watching Virgin River, the pilot?
The first time I watched it or this 14th time that
This time.
I mean, it
to
was
To go
pretty-
back, like, to have all the shitty chaos in the world... Like, let's just put this out there. In the last week, I'm pretty sure I lived through a mini tornado.
I know.
New York had an earthquake as I was on my way there.
Oh, my God.
Then we had an eclipse, and who knew what was going to happen there? The world, you know, politically is falling apart.
We're all on fire, basically.
There's a lot of shit out there. And to go back to this sweet little slice of distraction...
I know.
So good.
It's like eating your favorite comfort meal in bed, under the covers, watching your favorite show. It's just the best.
It's like, and you can appreciate this. When we left the bar Friday night, when we were in New York seeing Reality Gaze, and we left the bar Friday night, and I was drunk, it was like 3:00 in the morning, we stumbled across a pizza shop that was open and serving slices of pizza.
At 3 a.m.,
I can't tell you what I did to that pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It went in my mouth. And that's what Virgin River feels like. Nice, steamy, hot piece of pizza at 3:00 in the morning. You know how we are. Whenever we have too much to drink, we like to eat.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Don't I know? It's like the best. And everything tastes so good.
So good. So good. And Amanda wouldn't eat her piece. I'm like, give it to me.
Why?
Well, she ate like a couple bites. I guess eating at 3 a.m. is not her thing. So I was like, I'll take it. And I would love to that slice of pizza.
I would have too. I would have thruppled that pizza with you.
Okay. So I have to tell you something that's really dorky. Okay.
Oh, no.
I have on my phone this song. This is like on my playlist. We're just rocking back and forth.
We literally are.
Because when I first heard this, I loved it.
Yep.
So yes, I have the Virgin River theme song on my playlist.
It's because you're awesome.
And it's so good. It's so good.
It's by who?
The Weepies.
The Weepies. I didn't even know that. It's good, though.
Yeah. It's so good. So good. So I want to tell everyone up front, I'm Amy Archer. This is my co-host, Steph. I'm your little meatball. She's my little noodle. And together, we're going to cover Virgin River from the beginning. And I want to say, this is a rewatch. We know what happens, and we can't promise that we will not spoil things.
Yes.
So, you know, don't hate us if this is like your first time going through with us, but we can't unknow the things that are happening.
I know. That is true. That is true.
I had to do that. You know, I had to put that disclaimer up big time with The Crown because we were, was it The Crown? No, Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Season one. Because like you can't unknow season two.
I know. I know. Mm-hmm. I love this show. I'm so happy that we're doing this. I've truly begged. And, you know, it's like an early birthday present for me.
Is it better than my nightmare acting coach? My acting coach nightmare?
Yes. Anything is.
Anything.
We could start a podcast just talking about how my cat lays around and sleeps all day long, and it would be better than that fucking shit show of my acting coach nightmare.
I did. So this will be out on Friday. So by the time this airs, everyone will have seen the MAFS reunion.
Yes.
I only saw a little bit of it so far. I haven't finished watching it, but it's bonkers.
Amy, I could not stop texting you last night when I was watching it because it was insanity.
It's like, insanity.
I was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. Every 5 seconds. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
So check that out, guys. And also check out, I'm trying to think of anything else I've coming up that's like a special, not really, just our usual stuff, trudging along. Sister Wives, Seeking Sister Wife, 90 Day, MAFS. This. So that's it. You know, just the oosh.
The oosh.
Okay, my friend, here we go.
Let's go.
We open on Mel driving down a dark road and some dickbag runs her off the road and she crashes her. I think I have it written down
it was
later.
A BMW.
She has a red BMW. Thank you. Because she's a city slicker.
She sure is.
Yes.
So at first, I was wondering if it was Bert that ran her off the road.
Oh, to dry drum a business purpose? <Yes. laughs>
Well, because it looked like a tow truck. Like, it looked like a big-ass truck. I'm like, oh my God, is it Mater? Yes.
Did it look like Mater? So we get a flashback. Now, flashbacks aplenty in this episode.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Flashback of, because Mel has to have, ding, 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 tortured past, tragic past. Uh-huh.
Yep.
So we see a hot husband checking her out after an incident in the hospital. So this is when she's meeting her hot husband, but he's hot.
Oh, he's smoking.
Is he as hot as Jack?
No.
No.
No, no, he's a little too clean. Like, he's beautiful. He's not really my type, this husband, because he looks too put together. Like, he's too perfect.
Mm. Okay.
Like, I need a little gruff on the hands. Yes.
He's a little clean cut. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Jack is more my speed.
Brady's more my speed. So Doc knocks, although I would bang Jack as well. I mean,
obviously.
So Doc knocks on her window and he's like, you need to get out of the car, ma'am. You're in a ditch. You're in a heavily wooded area, ma'am. There's no cell reception here. Doc is a real dickbag right up front.
He is. And I'm like, oh my God, because this is something that I kind of wanted to talk about. And again, here we go with the spoilers already.
Okay.
But this is not the Doc that we come to love and know. Who's just nasty to random strangers that are like clearly in trouble. And
yeah,
he's a doctor. It was weird.
He's really nasty. Yeah, he's really nasty. And I'm sorry. It is okay. I'm sure it happens, but it is not the usual practice that you come across like a smoking hot girl on the side of the road and you're mean to her.
Yeah. Mm, I mean,
we know Doc has the wandering eye.
I know.
We will delve into the many women of Doc's past as the seasons go on.
I can't wait.
So he's like, I'll call Bert. I'll get him out here and maybe he can get you out of here in a week or two. What is Bert doing that he's so busy?
I don't know, because I think he just ran her off the road.
Well,
he was giving them. That's what he does. He drives around and runs people off the road so he gets business. That's how he keeps himself in business.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I said. I think he's trying to.
Yeah.
I said that. I said he ran her off the road to drum up business for himself.
Oh, I didn't even understand.
You just weren't listening.
I lost right over it.
So Mel wants Doc to drop her off at the McRae cabin. She's come to town to accept a job offer, and somehow, this is another thing. Somehow she's got like a brochure of the McRae cabin.
Yeah.
Like, was what? Hope making this at Kinko's? Like, what is
apparently
happening?
Oh, that was weird.
So he's like, yeah, I know where it is. So she tries to give him money and he goes, you know, folks around here, we don't pay each other to be neighborly. It's just something we do, bitch.
Yeah, but you're not being neighborly, dick face. You're actually being a huge dick.
Yeah.
Like, at this he's point, so rude.
I've been in this position before where I've been in a position where I felt uncomfortable around somebody who's either like in some form of service to me, like either they're waiting on me or they're doing. And I too have had the instinct to be like, here, do you want money? Like, will that make you nicer? Do you want my $5? Will that make you nicer to me? So I think that's what she's like.
Do you want my Target necklace?
I think she thinks that she's misreading a cue and needs to give him some money.
Agreed.
Anyway. Yeah. So she gets to the cabin. It's in complete disrepair. I mean, it's
disgusting. It's my worst nightmare.
There has to be raccoons living in there.
Raccoons, there's all the creatures living in there. Like, you're not going to convince me that there aren't.
By the way, did you see my text about the bear in my yard?
Yes. Did you see my response?
I did. I think you think he's cute from afar, but if you were walking out there and he came up to you.
Oh, he wouldn't eat me, though. Just be nice to him.
He's a little bear. He's a little bear. And he's walking right by my kids' rooms, right down the driveway at 10 o'clock at night.
I know, but he was adorable. Send him to my house. I'll snuggle him.
Of course we don't hurt bears, of course, but they're nuisance up here because they rip into the bird feeders. They rip apart our garbage. They rip, you know, and there's also a lot of cats up here that I worry about. Like we have a lot of barn cats running around the entire property and I don't want the bear to hurt the cats.
But in all fairness, you are on the bear's turf. So I guess so.
So she gets out and she says, I'm here to meet an old fucker named Doc Mullen. Some old motherfucker. Hope McRae hired me to help him run his business because he's like 107 and can't do it anymore. And he's like, that would be me, you motherfucker. And he zips off.
Uh-huh.
That didn't go good.
Yeah. He's so rude. Mm-mm.
So Mel heads inside. As we said, the place is a complete disaster and Hope is there. Mm. And apparently she didn't show up half an hour early and just try to like straighten some shit up.
I know. And what time is it? Because I get the impression that it's like 2 a.m., but then like it's not. So it's very this was a little confusing for me.
I feel like it's maybe like 9:30.
Okay.
Because Jax is still open.
I know. And that's why I was confused because it also seemed like it wasn't empty. So like what time was it? Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
I don't know that it matters.
So Hope introduces herself and Mel says she accepted this job, which included housing for a year and she can't live here.
Mm-mm.
Now, Hope says, I'll have it taken care of. In the meantime, you could stay at Joellen and Nick's. They rent out their extra room. Now, this becomes a B&B eventually, but right now it's they rent out their extra room.
And Nick is handsy.
She calls Nick handsy. They totally dropped that storyline.
I know.
Is Nick a groper? I want to see Nick getting in trouble for groping people.
I know. Is he like the town?
I want to see him get Me Too'd.
Yes, we need a Me Too in Virgin River. Do we, though? Mm-hmm. Maybe we don't. Maybe that'll ruin what it really is to us.
I don't know. I just know this storyline got dropped real quick. Mm-hmm. But I liked it. I would have liked this storyline. So Hope sends, Nick is grabbing people and then he gets Me Too'd and Joellen like has to shut down the B&B in disgrace. And she's not even welcome at the cupcake truck anymore because she has unleashed this predator. Because somehow it's her fault, you know, that kind of thing.
It is. Right. It's totally her fault. But then The real problem is that Jack then has to put his cape on and fight him every time he tries to assault a woman. Right. So Jack's like a vigilante.
Right. Ugh, right.
So much.
Instead of
so
the bat much. Signal, like they send up the hashtag Me Too in the sky. Jack has to run over there. So Hope tells Mel, look, go over to Jack's and eat. You aren't live in a much more walkable area than I do. I do not live in a walkable area.
No.
If I lived this close to that cool of a bar, oh my God, I would never
How
leave my neighborhood.
How close is it? I was wondering that.
She walks there at 10 o'clock at night. I think it's close.
I don't know. It's weird, right?
I don't know. It's within walking distance. Okay. So she heads in there and she sits at the bar. Jack is so cute.
I know.
He's so cute.
So hot.
She orders a Cosmo and he's like, nope. And then she gets a Jim Beam straight up.
Yep. Like what?
I don't know.
Would you have done, what would you have ordered?
This would be tough for me.
Me too.
I can drink cheap beer like the rest of them, though. Like the best of them, I mean. Like I could drink, give me a Bud Light, give me whatever, Miller Lite. I could drink it. Pabst, Blue Ribbon. I could drink all day long.
See, I couldn't do that. I would had to have gotten like a vodka cranberry or like a Jack and Diet.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. So she orders a Jim Beam straight up and he's like, wow, I didn't know a city girl could shoot whiskey. And then he says to her, we never get visitors as beautiful as you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I would have been like, you don't have to work that hard, dude. You're coming home with me. It's
Before he even said it, my clothes would have been on the floor.
He does say that in 60 more payments, the bar will be his. Do we drop that storyline too? That he doesn't outright own the bar? Because he like leverages it for all sorts of shit later.
I know.
Mm. Okay. So he says it's nice that she's spontaneous. She's like, I'm actually very picky and it used to drive my And then she stops and there's an awkward silence.
Yeah.
Because she was going to say husband.
Husband. But then she's like, nope, don't want to screw that up.
Nope.
Banging of Jack.
Yeah, this is a situation where you walk in the door of Jack's and you see him behind the bar and your wedding ring just flies off into your pocket.
It just falls off your hand. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So she tells him why she's here. She's like, I'm working for this old fuck who can't, you know, tie his own shoes. And time passes and they're sitting down and they're chatting. Now Preach comes out. Steph, you want to do it? Preach comes out. And he's very cold to her.
I know. I noticed. I hate him.
He's a total dickbag to her.
I still hate him.
He walks her home because she's tipsy. And I would have been like, that's all the tipsy I need. Come on in.
Exactly. I mean, it was just an open invitation. If I was there.
She says she sold all of her shit to move here. Her car is there already. And her car's there already. So Bert must have got it there. Which did he fix it? Doc Mullen said it was going to take a week.
Well, clearly Bert just turned the truck around that he used to drive her off the road. And he just hitched it up and put it in the driveway. I mean.
Or did he put the car in the driveway and he's going to work on it there? Don't you want to get it on a lift? What are you doing? Yeah.
I don't know, Bert.
I don't know.
It didn't look like it was damaged. Like it just, she just slid off into the ditch. I mean, that was a little dramatic.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. Okay. Whatever. Like maybe she needed it pulled out, but
yeah, I don't know. I mean, we all need to pull out, but.
So I wrote, Mel is going to sleep in the cabin and Jack leaves. I 1000% would have begged him to stay and thrown myself at him all sloppy.
Yeah. I mean.
And I probably would have scared him off in 5 seconds. You'd be like, not doing this with this bitch. Not this little meatball.
Oh, my God. Amy would have pulled out the cheddar pretzels. The Nora Jones.
Give me some Nora Jones, some cheap wine. Give me a slice of pizza. I'm there. So flashback now. Mark and Mel moving into their house. Husband Mark moving Mel into the house. She curls up on the couch and she cries herself to sleep. The next morning. Oh, go ahead.
Would you? I need to. Would you have curled up on that couch? I wouldn't have been convinced that there weren't animals living in it.
Like, dude, what? I can't even. I get icked out even sleeping in a hotel. My germophobia is getting much worse as I'm getting older.
I know.
And it's not fun. It's
not good.
It's not fun at all. No. I literally have to like calm myself down and tell myself it's okay. It's clean.
I know. Well, I always strip a hotel bed and I put all of my stuff in the tub first, my suitcases. I don't put anything down on the floor until I strip the bed and look behind the headboard and all the things. I'm like, I'm a psycho about it. Sick.
When I was younger, I would just pass out anywhere. I would sleep on anything. Now it's like, so the next morning, this fucking Jack, this is what I'm talking about, guys. When I say this show is like Little House, Jack is the Paul Ingalls of our day.
And it's amazing. Because
of course he has hand delivered her coffee and pastries in a basket.
Hey everyone, stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
And there's a note that says, hang in there, love, Jack.
Did it say love, Jack?
It said, hang in there, comma, Jack.
Okay.
Okay. So now Mel, Jack and Preach have a quick exchange where Jack is like, that fox had a ring on. I can't go near her because he's so moral. He's so moral. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever, asshole.
So now Mel scoots on over to the clinic to report for work and Doc is not having it. This is the boss from hell situation.
Oh, it totally is. Did I just call Jack an asshole? Because I was talking about Preacher.
I knew you were talking about Preach.
All right. Well, the listeners didn't. Sorry. I was talking about Preach.
Right, Mel approaches Doc with like humility. She's like, I'm sorry I insulted you, but this bitch, Hope McCray, called me up and told me you were an old man and that you were impotent and you couldn't have sex anymore. And
you can't wipe your own ass.
I don't know what. And he's like, look, just get the fuck out of here. Just hit the road. Hit the road.
I know.
Then he goes, let's reenact their first meeting.
Oh, no.
Okay. You be Mel, okay? You're just coming at this like, I'm sorry for what I said, and I'm going to be Doc, okay?
Okay.
All right. You go ahead.
So, Doc, you know, I just
what?
Wanted to... I just wanted to apologize for...
For what?
You know, insulting you and insinuating that you were 100 because
Did you think I'm 100? Do you think I'm 100? I'm not a fucking 100. I'm going to shoot you on sight. Let me go load my rifle right now. I'm going to shoot you right in the fucking head. Right in the head I'm shooting you.
Oh, my God. Well, Hope told me to show up with a pack of adult diapers.
Hope is a bitch. Hope is a bitch. So and I cheated on her, and she's an asshole, and I'm done with that bitch.
I have all these diapers that will help you, and if you need help putting them on, I'm happy to do that. I'm a nurse.
I don't need diapers. I don't need diapers. That bitch needs Depends. She's an asshole. Screw her.
I don't want to get shot in the head, so maybe we can just be nice.
Let me
to
go
each
get my
other.
Gun. Let me go get my gun. I'm getting my gun. Oh my I'm God. Getting my gun.
All right, that went a little too far. I'm cutting that off. Shooting people in the head was a little too far for me.
Dude, he threatens to shoot her.
I know.
Like, and it is not a veiled threat. It is like, no. I will shoot you.
I know. Like, it was messed up. It's like, calm down, sir.
Imagine Hope is like on Facebook. Or not Hope, Mel. Mel's on Facebook and her post is, well, guys, I got here and I reported for work and my boss threatened to shoot me.
Can you imagine what would happen? It would be like a shit storm. Oh my God.
She's on
how many
Reddit?
Welfare checks would be happening at the cabin?
Mel's on Reddit on Am I the Asshole? And she's like, so guys, I got this new job. And I did say the guy was old, but he threatened to shoot me in the head. Am I the asshole?
Oh, Lordy.
You guys. Gonna have to put trigger warning for this episode.
Oh, okay. My God. And we're not even 5 minutes in.
But he literally does say, like, in this county, trespassers can be shot on sight, and you're a trespasser. He threatens to shoot her. Okay.
I know.
Hope comes in now. I don't know how she got there. I don't know who called her. I don't know if the Me Too signal was thrown up in the sky. I don't know how she came in. But she's in. And she's like, Vernon, why are you threatening her? And he's like, she deserves it. Blah, blah, blah. Mel, in the meantime, goes out into her car and has a breakdown. And I feel seen. Because how many of us have had this car breakdown? Oh,
at work? Yes, lots.
So she calls Joey, her sister, and she's like, it's kind of a fucking mess here. My boss just threatened to shoot me. The cabin is a nightmare.
There's animals living in the stove.
I'm pretty sure the mechanic just drove me off the road.
And this hot guy keeps bringing me coffee.
And won't bang me. And he's got this really mean friend who won't talk to me.
But I'm going to stick it out.
I'm going to stick it out. So Joey goes, now, Joey does say something really profound. She goes, just come home, Mel. The only thing you change by moving is your address.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty profound.
That might be the most profound line that ever happens in this show.
Now, Mel goes back over to Jax. Don't blame her. I'd be there 24/7.
I'd just
be trying to get drunk the entire time.
Me too.
She doesn't know what to order, and Paige is there delivering pies. Now, I want to talk about this for a minute. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but when I'm getting takeout or carrying food or what, like, you cannot compromise the integrity of the food under any circumstance. And correct. She walks in there and she's got these pies uncovered.
Yeah.
So they have been through the air, through the bugs, through the gnats. I live in the country, guys. You can't walk a square foot without a gnat being in your face. So there are bugs on these pies. I'm convinced.
I'm sorry.
Put saran wrap over the top of them. Throw some foil over them. And if you don't want to waste that, just throw a dish towel on top of it.
There are bugs on these pies.
There are bugs on these pies. I'm convinced of it. I'm convinced.
Most people in the country don't really care about that. That's funny.
I care about that.
I'm actually crying already because I'm laughing
don't want
so hard.
My pies to be compromised. These are compromised.
Don't compromise the pies.
So she's telling Mel, you should hear how I yell at my kids. So they will take a slice of pizza and not close the tray all the way.
Oh, no. Now that I don't do, but not because of bugs. I don't like when things are cold. And you know this. Remember when we would do the takeout or the fast food when we worked together? I would hate to bring it back because it would be cold. By the time we got back to the office.
People carry the McDonald's bag in like partially open. I'm like, that needs to be
airtight. Yes.
What are you doing?
Like rolled up as tight as possible, then shoved into my purse and zippered.
Yes. 100%. 100%. So she tells Mel, you can't go wrong with anything here. Preacher stuff is farm to table, and the table is like, or the farm is literally 20 feet away. So where are they growing this shit? Is it on what's her name's farm?
I don't know because we never. Yeah, I do. I don't know. I have
Carly Simon's farm. I forget the mother's name.
Carly Simon. Yeah. Hope. No. Lily.
Lily. Thank you. Then she invites her to the muffin truck. I need. Okay. Mel has landed someplace where she has a super hot guy who runs a bar right next door to her and like a muffin and cupcake truck the other direction. What is happening?
I can't stop laughing. This is going to be the worst podcast ever because I just can't stop laughing.
Now Jack comes in. And oh, no, wait. No, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Hope comes in first. Mm-hmm. And she's mm-hmm. like, I've convinced Doc to hire you for 30 days. Oh, thanks. I signed a year-long contract, asshole.
Fucking asshole.
I sold all my shit. Which,
yeah.
How is she? I just realized this. She has, like, no luggage.
Yeah, she does. Jack takes it out when he brings her home.
Is it just, like, one suitcase, though?
There were two silver suitcases because he takes them out of the trunk when he walked her home and he brings the stuff inside. Because I even thought, this is actually a thought I had when I was watching it. If somebody just like opened my trunk and started to take my bags, I would have been like, no, I'll get them. And she just stood there and let him do it.
Oh, not me. I'd be like, go ahead.
And well, you gotta learn how to
let people do things for you.
You gotta learn how to Janelle.
I wonder if one of those suitcases was just full of candles.
Well, maybe.
So Jack tells Mel. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Jack comes into the bar and Mel is eating a gourmet kale and Brussels sprout salad, which sounds delicious.
Ew, I hate kale.
Oh, I love kale.
Really? And
yes. Ah. Yes. I love greens. Love them.
I love greens, too. I just don't like kale.
Look. So Mel is talking about doing Nurses Beyond Borders. And they flirt a little bit. And Hope shows up and says, you know, I'm paying Mel's salary. Wow. So don't worry about what Doc says. Okay. How does Hope, as the mayor of Virgin River, have enough money to pay someone else's salary?
I don't know, because later in this episode, somebody says something to Hope about how she has enough money to do like whatever. And I'm thinking, where did she get it from?
So, Jack says you have enough money to remodel 10 cabins or something like
yes.
that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe she was born into it.
I have a theory.
I don't know. Ooh.
I have a theory.
What is it?
We know she was married to Doc and then they got divorced when he cheated on her. Did she take him to the fucking cleaners?
Do you think he has that much money?
He's a small town doctor.
Just a small town doc.
Banging Muriel.
Ooh.
I don't know if he has money. I mean, he could. He's a small town doc.
I mean, he could.
I
don't know, though.
So Mel says, look, you're in breach of contract because your cabin blows. And yeah, Jack is like, pick me. I'll remodel the entire cabin for free.
Yeah. What?
Okay, Charles Ingalls, sit down.
Sit down, right? Like, in what world? And why does this never happen to me?
I know. And then Hope pulls him aside and she goes, you don't have to do this, you know? He's like, no, I want to do it. And she's like, I feel like if Mel was short for Melvin, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And he's like, you got that right.
Mm-hmm.
So Jack tells Mel, I'll be at the river at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning if you want to meet me.
Yeah,
and I'll give you a tour of Virgin River. A tour of Virgin River. They literally stare at a river and then she leaves.
I know, but it was beautiful.
It was beautiful, but like that's not a tour of Virgin River.
Well, if that's Virgin River, maybe that is the tour of Virgin. If that's the river, maybe it really is.
So I wrote, he's going to give her a tour of the town. So they'll be done by 7:15, 7:20. It's like me giving somebody a tour of Scranton. Like, there it is.
He invited her to watch him skip rocks. Like, what? Mm-hmm. What, sir? Mm-hmm. What? And he had boots. Why did he have galoshes
for
her
know.
To wear? That was weird.
So later we see Jack with his hoodie unzipped in the bar and he has nothing on underneath it. Who wears that look?
I don't know, Jack, but it was like nighttime though, right? Or was it early?
Right, but it was a zip up that he had unzipped and nothing underneath. Wouldn't you just have a sweatshirt on or a t-shirt? I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, he's wearing a hoodie to bed, I guess.
Body looks like that. I mean, I'm fine with it.
So he hears a noise and he grabs a gun. There's a lot of gun fever in this episode.
So, but that's why I think he had the sweatshirt, because I think he was probably just in, because he was in his pajama bottoms. He was probably in bed, heard the noise, and threw that sweatshirt on quick to run downstairs with the gun. That's what I thought.
This is where you get hard hitting journalism, guys. Like, we go deep. We even discuss what Jack wears in bed. So he finds somebody in his office, and it's my man, Brady. He's there, and he is ready to stir some shit up. Jack is like, dude, make yourself comfortable. Welcome back. So good to see you again. Brady's like, rah, 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 rah.
And guess who's not happy about it?
Preach. Preach. So Mel arrives at the river in heels with a coffee, which I can appreciate. And Jack says, I cleared your morning with Doc for you. What?
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
That was weird, right? Like, how would you feel if it was like a stranger and he was like, oh, by the way, Steph, called your boss and had you get the morning off?
Yeah, that was
on your first day of work, too.
On your first day of work. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That was wild. Wildly inappropriate.
Wildly inappropriate. It doesn't make much sense to me, but whatever. So she's like, oh, okay. That's weird. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you think that was weird? She's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. And sir, it is.
So they hike to a beautiful spot where they could see the river, the eagles, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, see, he's Jack truly says, taking her on a tour of Virgin River.
Very much like Pa Ingalls used to just sit around and quote Walt Whitman. Mm. Jack just says, in peace, nothing so becomes a man as modest stillness. And Mel immediately knows it's Shakespeare. And it is from Henry V. So they swap stories. She was an ER nurse. This is great because she's like, oh my God, when I was an ER nurse, you wouldn't believe the shit I saw. Oh my God. And then he, of course, one-ups, because you could never beat the military. So he one-ups her and is like, oh yeah, I was in a fucking war zone as a Marine. She's like,
bitch.
You win. You win. So they part ways. And now Mel goes into the clinic and Doc is not there. He's nowhere to be found. Where's Doc? And why is the clinic just open?
Maybe what's his face? Jack cleared his schedule too, apparently.
Like, Bert could just help himself to some fentanyl. God only knows what's going on in there.
Right. No wonder he's running people off the road.
So a pregnant woman comes in. She's having some pains, but she's like, I'll just wait for Doc. I'm good. I'm good.
No, I can't.
Okay, idiot.
Idiot.
So Doc comes in now and Mel takes this woman. She's like, I better see you. You look like you're going to give birth literally any second.
Yeah.
So she takes her back, puts her on the exam table. Doc comes in. He's like, get out of here. And he's trying to kick her out of an exam.
Yeah. In front of the patient.
In front of the patient.
Sir? Mm-hmm.
So Mel comes in to Doc's office and she's pissed.
Yeah. She should be.
Did you know there's protein in Polly's urine? And he's like, yeah, I knew that. Mm-hmm. She said, okay, well, why is it not in the chart? Because it's up here. He points to his head. Shocked he didn't threaten to shoot her again. And Doc gives her the old, a nurse should know her place. Why don't you start filing and get me some coffee?
This is when I would have hauled off and punched this motherfucker right in the spleen.
It was bad.
Like,
it was
really bad. I would have shanked a bitch. This was so terrible.
It was bad.
I did want. Did you ever have anybody do that to you at work, though? I did have a boss once when I worked at the old place that used to have me make coffee, and I would get so fucking pissed.
What were his initials?
BB.
Okay, I thought maybe it was NF or SG.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No,
so
maybe SG might have, though, at one time.
SG probably did.
Mm-hmm. Probably did, yeah.
So at the bar now, Preach notices that some money is missing. And Jack covers that he must have forgotten that he gave Ricky an advance to work on the McRae cabin.
Yeah, and Preach is like, whatever, dude.
Preach is like, Is it a coincidence that Brady's right back in town? Jack says, I have to help Brady. I left too many kids behind. Dun, dun. Tragic backstory, tragic backstory. Also, meanwhile, Mel and Hope are having a discussion about Doc, and Mel is like, he's mean, he's a chauvinist, and he's gross. And Hope is like, yeah, 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 he has his quirks, but, you know, this is Virgin River. With it. You could sexually harass people here. You could do whatever you want to people here. No laws exist in Virgin River. Yeah.
I know.
And Mel's like, I'm giving my notice. Fuck this. Now we get a cover of Landslide. And we get a flashback of Mel holding Joey's baby. Joey's asking Mel and Mark, like, when are you guys going to try? And then the next morning, or a morning, I don't know how many days have passed, Mel is running by the clinic and Jack is there. And he's like, why is Jack there, first of all? We don't know. Probably delivering pastries and coffee to everybody in town. I know. And he's just there and he's like, oh, hey, Mel, happened to be jogging by. There's a baby right here in this basket. Baby in a basket. That's the kind of town we're dealing with. That's it. That's the end of the episode.
Dun, dun, baby dun. In a basket.
Baby in a basket. Baby in a basket.
What would you do if you found a baby in a basket?
Pretend I didn't?
Same.
No, I'm kidding. I love babies. I would totally take the baby and probably raise it.
I know.
And then when it turns 13, would throw it out of the house.
I don't know what I would do with it. I wouldn't leave it.
I love babies. I would take all the babies.
I love some babies. I shouldn't say all the babies. So what did you think? I love
when I see a baby in a store, I just want to grab it. Right out of the mother's arms.
Not in a store because I don't know. Leave your kids home.
Mm-mm. No.
Don't interrupt my Target run. I'm kidding. I'm just being a jerk about wanting my peace in Target.
What I think of the episode? I mean, it's good to be back here. It's good to be talking about these people.
That's what I mean. I loved it so much.
I love it.
And what's wild is before we did last, when we covered the last season, I had just done a rewatch.
Oh, okay.
This is like my fourth time. This is like my fourth time watching it.
Okay.
And I'm watching it again anyway.
I'm trying to think of a show that I rewatched a million times. Probably The Office. I've seen The Office at least 10 or 12 times, like full through. Parks and Rec is another one.
Friends. I mean, Gilmore Girls.
Parks and Rec, I just rewatched with Timmy not too long ago. That was a lot of fun because he had never seen it.
Do you know? I've never seen it either.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
I know. I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
I know. But Friends, all right, guys. Seen a gazillion times.
Leave us a review.
Yeah, 5 stars.
Oh, another thing. By the time you guys hear this, this drops Friday. Saturday, April 13th is the end of my contest. I'm doing a contest for my birthday week where if you just share the show, either in a Facebook group or in a post or on a comment of somebody else's thread, whatever. Give a little screenshot, throw it in the backdoor friends, and you can enter to win. The grand prize is a full year of a Supercast subscription for
that's awesome.
Extra. So yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, we're
let's be clear though. It's not your birthday. It's the pod's birthday.
It's the pod's birthday. Also, if you completed our survey, I told you I was picking 2 people to win a piece of merch. I chose those people. I emailed you. So check your emails and see if you're one of the winners.
Cool. Yes. That's exciting.
Okay, guys. So hopefully episode 2 will be right behind this.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. And we'll see you soon.
Love your bones.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.